Good morning, everyone. Today is the 4th of October, 2022. And Mark and I have been reading favorite passages in the Bible. Today, we're not going to read a whole chapter. We're just going to read 10 verses found in the 19th chapter of Luke. This is a very great passage of scripture that shows the providential hand of God in a man's life. Who are we talking about? We're talking about Zacchaeus, the midget. That's not a very politically correct term anymore, midgets. But he was a midget. He was a short-statured man. And also it says that Zacchaeus was chief among the publicans. He was a chief guy. He was a top dog. And it also says he was rich. So he was a rich top dog. And he sought to see Jesus. Because he was a midget, he couldn't see because of all the people. He was little of stature, it says. Little of stature. So, I can just picture this in my mind. It says that he ran before the crowd. He took off running and climbed up in a sycamore tree so he could see Jesus. Can you imagine this top dog, this rich man, the chief guy, you know, climbing up in a tree so he could see Jesus? Well, it says that when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, "Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house." Christ wasn't talking about just going to his physical house. He was talking about the fact that he was going to reside in Zacchaeus' spiritual house. Well, it says that Zacchaeus made haste and came down and received him joyfully, meaning that he answered the call. He answered the call. Well, a lot of people didn't like it because they knew this guy and they knew his background and they knew that he was a tax collector, and he probably tried to maybe, we don't have a lot of good things to say about tax collectors. You know, Joe Biden wants to put another 87,000 of them on. Anyway, when they saw it, they murmured, saying that he was gone to be a guest with a man that was a sinner. Well, I'm glad that there was a time when Jesus was come to be a guest of this sinner. And that's for all of God's elect. It says that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Zacchaeus said unto the Lord, "Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold." That's the sign of repentance. That's a sign of repentance. I've had people steal from me. Sometimes great sums of money, you know. And I've never yet had anybody come back and say, "I'm sorry, I shouldn't have stole that money from you," and restored me. And anyway, Jesus said, "This day is salvation come to this house." In other words, it wasn't just abiding with him in his physical house, like I said earlier, but Jesus announced the fact that he is now born again. He says the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which is lost. That's a wonderful story for us who have been saved by God's grace. So I'm going to have Mark read this chapter. And, Mark, I'm going to have you just read 1 through 10, okay? just 10 verses. And then,
what?
1 through 10.
What book?
Luke 19:1-10.
Okay. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed the sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. Jesus came to the place. He looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste to come down, for the day I must abide at the house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest of the man at the center. Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for so much also he is the son of Abraham. And the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost. Okay.
Well, that's a wonderful passage of scripture about the midget who received eternal life. God bless.